Who am I? What are my values? Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This week in Sydney and in many places in the world is the Shabbat Project, where so many people are taking upon themselves, at least for this Shabbat, to upgrade their Shabbat engagement and perhaps either observe the entire Shabbat or at least take a part of Shabbat to engage in and observe. Over here in Sydney, the theme of this year's Shabbat Project is Eat, Pray and Walk. Get together, have a meaningful Shabbat meal, visit the shul, pray a little bit, daven a little bit, or walk to shul. Try not to drive this Shabbat. It comes in such a special time because we know that we've been so lucky to have the hostages come out and be freed over the last few weeks, and the stories that everyone is telling is stories of faith, courage, and resilience. But one unbelievable thing is the connection that the hostages discovered, their connection to their faith, emunah. And many of them engaged in Shabbat, even in the tunnels of Gaza. Some of them just singing Shabbat songs every Friday night. Some of them making Kiddush on water because there was no wine. And yet another finding a little bit of grape juice and making Kiddush in a bottle top cup. You know, just the little bit of that you can fit into a bottle top cover and make Kiddush. So I'm hoping that we will all take upon ourselves a little bit of extra Shabbat engagement and connection this coming week. But let's reflect, what is Shabbat? What is so special about Shabbat? So of course we know that it's 6 days of creation and God rested on the seventh. And of course, what does that mean? God rested. We know that Shabbat elevates the world, brings a calmness to the world. What is it all about? One way to explain it is that the weekday is a time of doing and Shabbat is a time of being. You see, doing is important. We are here in this world to accomplish, to achieve, to do things, to be successful as much as we possibly can, to help people, to run a family, to earn a living, to do mitzvot, whatever. It's just a string of different doing things that we do, which are very important. We're not talking about the ones that aren't important, even the ones that are important. But the problem is that as we keep doing, as we keep being busy with our children and family, we keep earning a living, we keep achieving different things and successful things, we often forget who we are. And therefore, God gave us a day where we stop doing and we just are. We are being, not doing. Being means to stop, to slow down, to calm down, to celebrate that calmness, to celebrate the holiness, and to say to ourselves, hold on a second, who am I? I know what I'm doing. I know what I run from one minute to the next trying to accomplish and achieve. But what am I and what are my values? And why am I doing some of these things that I do? Are they guided by my values? And to reassess and to reset. That's what Shabbat is. Shabbat is that 24 hours when we just stop, disconnect from the world of doing. We know that one great way of doing that is at least to turn off our phones on Shabbat. Because just to disconnect from the hustle and bustle of the fragmented world of doing, and just spend some time, whether it's with friends around a Shabbat table, whether it's walking to shul and just reflecting a little bit. If you don't know all the prayers, it doesn't matter. But just to a little bit connect, to spend some time learning something, bringing meaning, just stopping, thinking, taking a walk, a stroll maybe in a park, and just thinking about, do we always have to do? We're always running to do. But what am I? What are my values? What guides my doing? And then, of course, we try and take that calmness and that oneness into the week so that it should inspire the world of doing, that the world of doing should look different after each Shabbat. It should be more meaningful, more valuable, more godly, more spiritual. And that's what the Shabbat power really is. And when it's all done together, when it comes around a Shabbat project, for example, and many people are engaging in this power of Shabbat, it makes it all the more strong and powerful and unique and just amazingly an amazing source of blessing and good things. So reach out if you haven't heard about it yet, but I'm sure you have. Maybe this week do something different. Engage in Shabbat just a little bit or completely. If you need any help, reach out. But for now, let's spend a few moments just thinking about this. So I want you just to relax and to close your eyes and pay attention. Think about where you are. Think about where you're sitting. Think about the floor that your feet are on. Just pay attention. What I want you to do as you pay attention is just think of the last few days and think about the world of doing. Think about what you've done at work. Think about the meetings you've had. Think about people who you've interacted with, spoken to, had coffee with. Maybe think about the games you've played your kids or the activities you've done with them. Think about the appointments you've had. So many things we do. And then stop and ask yourself the following question. Who am I? I know what I'm doing, but who am I? Why am I doing all these things? Because everyone else is? Because they're important? Why are they important? What values do they represent? And what are my values? Moving from the world of doing, stopping, taking a break, a breath, stopping from the world of doing and walking into the world of being. Not forsaking doing, but pausing. Why? What am I doing? Why am I doing? And what are the values inspiring us to do? And as you are paying attention, turn your attention to your breath. Inhaling, exhaling. Try and inhale deeply and feel the sensation of your abdomen filling up. And then letting go of the toxicity of the body and just exhaling it. Breathing neshima represents the soul, the depth of the soul, the neshama. That's who you are, a godly spark, a selfless spark, a spark that wants to live a life of meaning, purpose. Maybe there are things I can let go of in life to achieve that purpose. Maybe I need to tweak some of the things we do so they fit in to who I really am. They fit into my soul. Think about why certain things are done. That's Shabbat. Shabbat, stop. Stop doing. Just be. Try and be. During some of the times of the 24 hours, just be. You are your neshama. That's the real you. Are you nurturing it? Are you strengthening it? Give it a try this week, Shabbat Project Week. Try and engage in Shabbat. Maybe walk to shul. Try and follow the weekly portion. Have a meaningful Friday night around with your friends and family and connect to the power of Shabbat that will inspire the next week. Have a wonderful day.